Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Hello, everybody. This is Parker Pathways on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. And it's May 7th, 2017. It's a three-hour live program. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. I want to thank all the listeners for listening to Parker Pathways. We've been on for 10 years. Our main focus is water and politics, five different disciplines at every show, because they're interconnected with each other. And, of course, I'm just letting the listeners know, of course, the processes of invention and innovation. You know, people out here in the world, they say they do this, and they'll sell you that, and they do the whole things, but, you know, you're talking to one of the people that actually invent these things. And I've been working with stem cells for some time, and research of it, reviewing the projects. You can read my bio on RBN. I'm one of the advisors of the Brain Project, plus expert witness to court cases that have to do with water, biochemistry of the water, the physiology of the water, the development of new diseases, the places of sterilants in the drinking water to decrease the population by Dr. John Holden that was originally done. And, of course, you have to have a voice sometimes when you're doing research of cells and mind situations. You need to get yourself a glycocorticoid shot to be able to develop the processes of the glottis and its embryological tracts, which come from the lower body. A lot of people seem to think that they know something about the aspects of interconnections between the body, and they just assume a baby's to be born or it's to be aborted, and they have no idea of embryology. And it's very upsetting. But the thing is, the fact is that the embryological tube, with the process of the thyroid and the lung, are in the same tube in embryology. And the windpipe and the thyroid have a similar duct system, and then that goes through the process of, if it says you want to repair the lung, you just don't completely do it with a stem cell IV and as proposed, you know, withdraw the blood and then spin it down, take out the white cells and reprogram them. And that's when I came in, got the idea, well, if you can create things in terms of memory systems in the cell, which is what I have successfully invented with the team, around the world. It's not illegal in this country to do stem cell research. As it stands, Congress refuses to do that. They have had a bill on the floor for some time. They're supposed to put it into the new health care law, and the Democrats refused. The Republicans, all about half of them, refused. And at the same time, the process of regeneration and developmental system is connected to all the other organs, which I'll talk about on the program today. That being said, everyone is talking about, you know, the healthcare system and the way it stands. And of course, I'm not a happy camper today in terms of things, because I want to get into some things that you know, I'm not politically correct on this program, and we have a lot of foreign listeners who are more hep than a lot of the American listeners. And that's not an insult to the American listeners, but the point is that the idea of thinking that healthcare is a right is something you should get over damn fast. And when we get into, you know, in my opinion, you should get over it. There's a lot of things that need to be said. And I usually say them, but I run out of time in the three-hour program, so we're going to mention something that you may not like to hear either. And one of them happens to be, and everybody talks about preconditions, and they talk about the fact, you know, I want my thing covered. The bill that's sent to the Senate in the health care mock-up, the Democrats didn't want cross state lines to purchase insurance. You notice for the past 8-9 years, no one's talked about tort law. I talked about it the first thing going up, and I also wanted the grand jury of science and technology in this case in the healthcare. And the president made a big issue about that when I interviewed him. And the thing, you know, I interviewed, and I brought it up because he was talking about the water. But the thing comes down to the fact that we need in the healthcare system the fact of being able to make judgments on science and other theories of research to be put through, rather than just agency you're always glad they're there, but they normally don't speak English, and they don't have. I'm getting a reverberation on the mic. The family cannot afford to have $5,000 to $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000 to $10,000 a month as part of the care system. You have in what I have suggested, which is not a new suggestion, but no one wants to talk about it. And it has to do with filial responsibility. Filial are family members, right? And there are laws in 28 states in this country that aim to hold the family members financially responsible for other family members. For instance, under the filial responsibility law, children can be held responsible for their mother and father's nursing home costs. Now, no one's pulled this out of the bag, because the government, as it stands now, knows the financial crash is coming, and in fact, some banks have already closed in this country, as of even this past week, And the Federal Reserve this past week gave every indication as to how that would work. And by the way, you know, I haven't been able to, I haven't watched television, you know, of course, and it can't, you know, when you're in a hospice situation, you don't have that luxury. But my big mistake was, and watching some television these past few days, if I'm going to die, I want to see something that's some stupid ad, right? Says, here you can buy a nice sedan. We've got a thing of new models coming out. $43,000, $45,000. And, you know, it's a piece of crap, you know. It's made, when you dig in fast, you know, they only have a limited number of cars and that are making right now, because mostly used cars are packing the car lots all over the country. Because Obama, see, he only helped the car people that were Democrats. And when he put up that whole thing, you know, the Republican car lots had to really hustle to try to figure either close after they've been in business for years or, you know, sell off their inventory. So they sold off most a lot of it to Mexico and the thing, which has been going on for years, where people steal your car and, you know, they rep it and then down it goes into a boat container to another country, Brazil, Mexico, even go to Cuba. You know, some people are finding their cars in Cuba and they can't, you know, they say, well, you can go to Cuba, but you have to give up your passport. Well, why don't you do that this way? See, then they base it on the car. New aspect is the amount of money that you put up, like when if you're arrested, you put up a bond, right? If the judge acquiesces it and says you can put up a bond, right? And then you go to a bond agency, and the bondsman puts up the money, you walk out of jail, all right? Well, this is the way the final responsibility law is going to be treated in terms of the crossing of the state line. So the Democrats are saying, well, we need the money because we're we're broke. You know, the United States of America is broke. You know, if you try to file a corporation in another country, you'll find out damn fast what the real story is. So, you know, I'm not politically correct, as I said at the beginning of the show, and I always measure it out in the different sciences and work you through for 3 hours, at least five to seven major disciplines. Today, you're not going to get that. You're going to get that in a different way because, no, I'm not playing this game of being nice on this situation, any of this. It's time. There needs to be another reality in this country, in my opinion. You keep, everybody wants their money. Money, 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 money. I want my money, money, money. It's like a bunch of people out in, when the hearings, the FBI director, they have a situation where there's a lady, she says, I'm the, you know, chairman of the Intelligence Committee and stuff like that. Have you, has the Trump people made any deals with the Russians about buying homes in America so that the Russians can lay their money out, you know, lay it away, you know? And the FBI says no. Of course he's going to say no. You know, I talked about that. I've been talking about that for a year and a half. Okay, and the thing is, it comes down to the fact that the thing is, well, the millennials don't like that. The millennials now have a lobbyist. Okay, what's your duty? Okay, so the duty comes down to, let's say the family responsibility law is such that that you can have the Healthcare and Retirement Corporation of America versus PITUS, which is a case that's on books of the court held, that a son was liable for $93,000 of a nursing home bill owned by his mother. Now, since the 2012 St. Care Facilities affiliate law, see, this is actually great for Uncle Sam to get money, see. And they're going to make it like a bondsman. And then you got to give up your passport, okay? Welcome to the world, kids. So this is what's going on. So it's a law to entice the children of a nursing home resident to make that payment to ensure that Medicaid application process is completed. Now, if you go into the Medicare system under the death penalty, what you notice, not one congressperson took out the death penalty. It's still solid. I warned you for, what was it, 5.5 years on Parker Pathways? You know, what more could I do? I read you the sections. I gave you the, I even gave you the diseases on the death panel and the terms of the thing. I even interviewed the author of the death panel. They never heard of RBN. Okay? I'm not just 700 people in an audience on a system where there are five major physicians and Dr. Emanuel on the stage, and we're debating on the air, and in terms of thing on his Atlantic Monthly, where you die at 75, the government changes it to age 76. After 76, your metrics change for you if you live or die, based on your virtual water consumption, the food, the day, the process of the drugs you take, and what your value is to society. I've been talking about the judgment. It's called the judgment opinion plan in terms of mathematics. The algorithms are in there. Now it's all in Watson. I've been warning you, I warned you for 6.5 years. I told you that. I gave you the algorithm. In fact, I even gave you the algorithm on air, on this program. Not out of some big time streaming to shows. Oh, we stream to everybody. We tell them, they tell you jack. And the thing comes down to the fact that there's not one person coming out in terms of thing. And yet I've got union people and the rest of the water baron people who want me to stop talking about how much money they make, the millions they make on these offset deals on the water. Democrats say, well, we don't want private partnerships. We want the government to pay it because we own it. The Russians laugh in their face. So, I mean, the thing is that the lady from the Intelligence Committee asking the FBI director about Donald Trump making a deal on mansions in the United States is child's play. Of course, they don't even have the information to do that, as I understand it. You know, because I know former FBI people that are connected to the government. They say they didn't even know about it. They didn't know. They said nothing like that went on. And Hillary Clinton lost the election because of it. No, they lost the election for another reason. And I get into that, about the selling of bodies, the buying and selling of blood, units of blood from Canada. That was the old deal, the Clinton deal, where they had AIDS patients giving blood donations, and they sold the blood to Canada. Yeah, that's the Clintons. And the thing comes down to the connection, to the filial response. It all comes down to the fact of who is going to pay to get that extra money, see? So you have a case called Arroyo versus Arroyo, in which the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania, it held the monthly filial support obligation of $400 from a brother to another brother in order to pay the long care support for their seriously ill mother. Now, that plaintiff's son, when you look over the brief, himself provided a lot of care at the home. You know, and he was able to demonstrate that his mother couldn't pay all of her costs. So you got to keep in mind, so when you have the Medicare on the death panel, when you die, you got to give up your assets to make that palatable money that came in on the asset of your of the forthcoming amount of money that you paid in. See, people don't hear that part of the fancy ad. I'm looking at the TV screen. Please excuse, audience. You know, my voice may go out, but you know, let's take another shot and we'll be in business. And of course, I got a good producer. Well, the thing comes down to the fact, you know how much money we're talking about? Okay, if you read chlorine causes health damages on the homepage of RBN, the water's on the front line, okay? I had it at $16 trillion just for the water. When we come back, I'll tell you what the figure is. It's 800-313-9443 on the call-in, and thank you for being with us.
You own a single trusted firearm. A visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfeld tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is Parker Pathways, and if the producer can increase the sound a little bit, that'd be appreciated. The filial support laws, as it stands now, in terms of each state planning and long-term care, this is separate from Medicaid, and it's real money, okay? The debt is running at, it's going to be a range between $19 and $22 trillion, okay? When I wrote Quarrying Cost Health Damage, I estimated for the water infrastructure alone, it's calculated on an algorithm that ran about 60 pages of mathematics, from all government agencies, all my contacts poured in. Many of them used it as a project on the side because they knew that we were in dire straits. That was when the Arabs wanted to buy most of our water supply. China wanted to own a third of it, and they already do. The Russians were buying 15% of our waste disposal plants. The Germans took the rest. So we have about 2% in America or waste disposal units of water, and the water is now a metric within the stock market. So at that time, in 2004, when I started on RBN before that time, so I had it calculated out at 16 trillion dollars just for the water infrastructure alone. That's not even counting roads. Of course, their unions love the roads, but they forget the water. See, it's one of those things. Even though the infrastructure is for drainage and sewage, And so their metric has always been to increase the price of water by electronic calculators. And that's the way it's going now, and it is now. That's very active. That's a lot of states have metrics and everything. But what they're also measuring, you see, is not only the water that you have and the base of price, but they're also measuring the other metric, which goes into the death penalty. So let me give you the figure. On the filial responsibility system, I would estimate that this is just about the national debt. It runs, and it's a coincidence, close to $16 trillion, which is real money. We're talking real money here on the life of your parents and yourself, okay? So it's just a coincidence that it was $16 trillion going the other way for the water itself. It's estimated for to get the back money, of course, they have to pay off. Uncle Sam has to pay off other countries for using their system, which I talked about 2 months ago on the accounting systems for new corporations, in terms where you have option values based upon the corporate books in another country. So that means that a corporation, as it stands now, has to pay taxes several times, four times to be exact. And now it's going to be based upon human beings' life in terms of the thing. Like an employee now is going to be, you have it in full-time equivalence. In other words, that's the way the government works. That's the way your contract works. That's the way that goes in terms of your transaction. So in other words, that person is worth a full-time equivalent of what they work during hours and times and what the wages are. So once artificial intelligence comes in on full bore and robots come more functional, particularly for making food, having food technology, and artificial intelligence, plus it's already most of the stock market algorithms are based upon the terminations of algorithms to make stock decisions. So the patent law was changed, by the way, by the very person who is on the Senate subcommittee interviewing the FBI director, by the way. And they had that all ready for Obama. I told you that story and the thing. Obama came in with a bare desk, and that was the first thing he signed. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443, and thank you for being here.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
And then to get back to the stem cell paradigm, the idea originally was to find a way to have stem cell activation in different signals, so that even though you don't have a way of determining ways by which you can have it from a megakaryocyte cell, which is in the bone marrow, and you also have some in the liver. Make a long story short, the idea of taking Professor Emoto idea, if you remember when I first started on RBN, I interviewed Professor Emoto, and the idea of using the mind thoughts of love and gratitude, that's what his idea was, and to change the water molecule with thoughts that were of love and gratitude. And of course, the water molecule is changing shape, and similar to a snowflake. But when you thought thoughts that were aggressive or harmful and that type of thing, then the water molecule would shrink. And, of course, he has photographs of that in stereometric microscopy. And the idea of having memory systems within the water molecule was part of a connection where we discovered about how we got on air was the idea of the various chloramines and contaminants and trimethylamines and disinfectant byproducts that are affecting the organs, even though the human and mammals, and of course the EPA knew that, and even though it caused leukemia in cancer rats, and in cancer-bred rats, you know, it caused liver cancer. But the water that was being drunk at that time, the EPA, it was in 1998 when they fined $10,000 a day if you didn't put the ammonia into the water. But they added other chemicals, too. And I had already done all that peer-reviewed research of all the human studies. It was hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them, experiments done on humans. So the U.S. government alone had been experimenting on humans in the United States and in Britain and in South America and on the Samoa Islands. In other words, they did the U.S. possessions, particularly in Puerto Rico, where the contact with, you know, they've got bordered off places in Puerto Rico for experimentation, which is why, you know, the Puerto Rican debt, what was it, 52 million, something like, I don't know. Something of that in the USA say, well, we're going to pay that because we don't want it to increase our own debt if they bring it on to us, which is the biggest pile of crap. You know? No, they're defending a possession as part of outer space research and plus what they're doing there with the water and as a biological weapon, you know, for the future war. So the idea here was to see if memory could be changed. And the stem cell, and of course it worked with the team, took a while to use with light, and was able to place in memory within the stem cell, which is a very huge advancement in medicine, and then developed it, and it was proved out in terms of interleukin-6, could be, which is a that's a pro-inflammatory cytokine in the body, and it increases based upon thought. And of course it'll be part of my thesis. I'm writing a separate pamphlet, medical treatise on that alone, to be used as a teaching treatise in medical schools, and all the work that was done by the people over a period of time. But I used words that had to do with awe. In other words, was you're awed by something. I used imagery using the brain cap of the 6,017 points in the brain that we know now from the Brain Project. And then I used the word joy, I used the word love, and I used the word pride and based on the thoughts. I copied the actual paradigm that was used in Soylent Green movie, where Edward G. Robinson went into India's life by looking at a beautiful scene. Well, that had already been invented. And Soylent Green is a science fiction film with Charlton Heston in it. And, of course, all that had already been done by the experimentations that had gone on at UCLA and also at Luxembourg University, so which is why Charlton really liked the film. Of course, that last scene that Charlton Heston has in Soylent Green is very important. And he holds up his hand and he says, never be thy thou of thy apple of thy life. And of course, that's from a subscript of Shakespeare who talks about the brain. A lot of people leave that out. I understand schools today will not allow that part of Shakespeare to be taught to children. But the idea was to increase life expectancy of the stem cell with that memory. Now, with that proposition, the idea of the brain being able to have memory at that time had not been figured. This is only about 4 years ago, and at the start of a thought of how memory can be, where you can exchange the memory for taking a long-term memory and store it in the synapse of the brain And would that act as a conduit for transmitting the information inside of another electrical pulse of the brain in order to give that signal for that organ? Now we're getting into the science fiction process. I was successful with this with seven teams. The original work was done at Columbia University, and they didn't want the public to know about it, and in terms of, because if the public found out that this defies religion, which has always been the case in science, there would be an outcry. That was when all of the black people were saying, well, we're not getting enough organs in our organ transplants, which was another pile of crap. And the thing is that, in fact, blacks, because of their sickle cell trait, were given high priority for organ transplants. So the Health and Human Services said, okay, what we're going to do, we'll change the regions by which organ transplants can be made. And they did, which was a huge mistake. Because here you got into the genealogies of the genetic code for the organ, which wouldn't better be acceptable because the organ has memories of that person. This is why you have organ transplants of people. They say, well, all of a sudden I like, let's say, you know, peanut butter ice cream or something, you know, and I think it turns out that the person who donated the organ liked peanut butter ice cream. So the mathematical model was put together based upon what I put together in the terms of things, okay? For the change of the immunological transfer in the brain cell of a stem cell, in the stem cell. And that would, in my view, would possibly go with the immunological codes of how the human is formed, which are formed from a tube, in embryology, all right? So, in other words, which is why your feet and your hands are all of your body points of healing based upon touch, and how acupuncture, of course, this is already, I had a lot of help from, 3,000 years ago, you know, in the documents concerning the use of pressure points in embryology. In fact, embryology, as it stands, as it was then, of the yin and yang, had been completely diagrammed and get this, you know, published before printing was ever thought about in Europe. So the thing is, so I had a lot of help. But the interesting part of the whole experiment of turning into that for this invention, of inventing human based upon the fact of brain thought to the stem cell. All right, you with me there? The interesting part is that when the 3,200 years ago, when this place was put together, the brain was not considered in the yin and yang because the Orientals and the pre-Orientals and the Arabic Malaysias tribe, which is, they call them a tribe, but actually they've got the stone carvings of their spaceships in India. And it's clear for anybody to see, you know. And they had these carvings on the inside of these cylinders, of these stone cylinders. And what has happened is that the brain is influenced by a lot of other organs in the body, so that's why the brain wasn't included. Okay? And I always thought that was interesting that if the brain's not included, yet the brain controls the vagus nerve to the formation of food satiation in the stomach, and this is where you get into liver, bile, colon problems, because the brain is signaling that that's what's supposed to happen because you screwed up thinking something different, you see? So we get back to how that memory is transferred. Well, it turns out, to make a long story short, that this is transferred through water. And the water in the brain takes a synapse, takes the stem cell signal, and it diffuses over the neuron. And the main memory has more water. That's what was found. So that'll be published. And so it seeps through the neuron to take the greater memory through the shorter memory system within the brain to augment the storage capacity, which is representative of what's inside the living brain. Now, the people who worked on that, and originally who stored that information, came from Columbia University, and they had that, and they stored that information, and, you know, what they thought was working on that. So they'll get a lot of mention in terms of how that will work for how the stem cells can be cultured in such a way now that you're culturing memory. So that was the third step that happened. And I was aiming for the lung, you see. So it turns out that the stem cell had already received memory, and from the light. I didn't realize. No one's figured out that we'd already figured that out, you know. So the teams come in, and we're walking around. Now we find out that we have a stem cell that's not even a member of the organ, which we found by accident, by the way, after we put it in there, with the signal. And I'm not going to tell you how that light worked, but that'll be part of the patent. But the thing is, what I'm mentioning on air is actually an indication of the patent, and I'm calling it, I'm tipping off my audience to a new segment I'm going to have in Parker Pathways. But the thing is, the function of the actual organ memory in the cell is now able to be cultured. So now this is going to be used. I'm giving this away for a license for $1 to be used into the stem cell acceleration for burns and wounds. In other words, it's now possible to have burns and wounds of the stem cell to be used in terms, as long as you use the culture technique that I put together and how I've integrated the stem cell for that organ. Now, that brings you to this point. And here is where we get into doing a show every Sunday and having a voice. The thing is, what has happened, and I've spread this out over the world, on the four research teams have part of the piece of it. I've given it to them on a write-up. It's called an accelerated prosecution of patent, and it to have development where you can have the memory of the cell go into the fact to increase an effector cell, which is called a T cell, right? So the T cell, if you can program the T cell and increase the immunoglobulin antibodies for a therapeutic strategy, then what you have actually is a cytokine for an anti-inflammatory system for cancer. So you take the interruption of the signal, which is a product candidate, increase the gene, put in, it's called PD-1 and LAG-3, which is a product candidate to go into the cell, change its checkpoint within the tissue, then redirect the T cell to activate and kill the cancer cell by lysis, and lysis meaning dissolving, and you work it from that end. So what we end up with here is people be able to create cancer vaccines, which are called the checkpoint blockade vaccines, which will have a contemporary theory of changing what is called the anti-PD-1, which is similar to what we did on the invention discovery of the of BRCA1 and BRCA2 for breast cancer. So that piece of information had already been put through. So what you get on the overall schematic of what is growth of tissue, then you have essentially an immunoprotection. You have an autoimmune disease, if it exists, to be changed. It's called the DRAVN, the DERG vaccine that will be created. And then you have an immunomodulation. So you have actually, it shouldn't even be called a vaccine, but that's the best way you can explain it, on the immunomodulation of any disease that you have. Now to get back to your host. So now we have a situation where the cell, the experiment was too good. In other words, the memory cell went in and says, well, now I've taken care of this problem, Dr. Parker, and everything, so I'm going to go somewhere else. And so what do they follow? They follow the immunological tunnel. And the immunological tunnel, of course, is from the thyroid, embryology, to the throat, and then the lung tissue has the same energy grown the same way. And, of course, that gets us back to the robot surgery, which I talked about last Parker Pathways. So, now, the process of developing this is the central energy of the body. And that's where we get into the health law. We're going to go back to you, 800-313-9443. And my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
We won't have time to get into the experiment that's supposed to be started on humans in 1 week and around the world on the advancements that I've made and patents that I have written and put forth and are made special by the patent office as we speak. So that gives me a few moments to talk with Ken from New Hampshire. Thank you for calling, Ken. It's Kevin, right? Kevin from New Hampshire.
That's correct, Dr. Parker. Thank you so much for taking my call. I feel very lost. I've missed 10 years of your show, and I wish I had known all this stuff years ago. My question, I'll get right to it, is about cancer.
Thank you for listening, by the way.
What's that, sir?
Thank you for listening, by the way.
when I hear intelligence and wisdom, I'm not going to go away from it. Thank you very much. I appreciate listening to it. My question is about cancer. Being that the human body, the things that we live in, are such marvels of adaptation and ability to fix themselves, would it not make sense that something like cancer or some of the other things that the body does to fix itself, especially being in recognition of all the artificial crap that's in our environment nowadays, would it not be a way for the body to adapt to a new signal input or a new artificial toxin? It has to change itself. It has to grow in order to be able to degrade this new invader. But the problem is, maybe because some of these things are so artificial, the body doesn't have the rest of the knowledge to complete the growing process for the T cells or the white cells, the leukocytes, to be able to dissolve, eat, and then excrete the intruder. I mean, that's the purpose of the food tube. Gastrointestinal tract is to clean out the body. That's why it's not sterile, but the body is. The reason why I ask that question is not to get too far into the science fiction, but since you did bring it up, I read a couple of books by a gentleman by
the name of Niven
and Frank Herbert relating to the concept of the pack protectors being a third stage to the human species, which would explain some of the anecdotal and historical evidence of why a human body can reach almost 1,000 years of growth by going through hormonal, endocrinological, and metabolic changes, specifically arthritis. It's not a disease. It's part of the body that hasn't, it's a process of the body that hasn't finished changing. The synovial fluid, the rest of the joints, all that stuff hasn't developed. Because
everything, we're going to come up to a break, and I want to tell you something right now. Everything that you've said is true.
Frank Herbert and Larry Niven were correct.
Yeah, okay. Body right now, we're creating the third body right now, and that's what is being misinterpreted out here with the conspiracy theorists, and they're all upset. They don't realize that humans, to survive, have to develop a cancer paradigm, because what's happening is cancer develops on circulation. So if you change the blood, which is what they wanted to do with the water, and I'm proud of the fact that we helped stop that. The thing comes down to the fact they have another method to use cancer as a weapon.
Okay, we instead have a break. Of the natural process.
Yeah. Listen, my first hour is over. You're on the target. You call again and we talk about this, because this is the paradigm right now. This is the real world. You can take all the herbs you want. You can take all of the... We have to even change the plants to be able to make it work. Listen, everybody, this is the end of my first hour. And I want to thank this caller for calling, Kevin from New Hampshire. We'll see you on the next live hour of Parker Pathways. Call number 800-313-9443. And my email, kwati@s.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.